At the Parkin Archaeological Park in Arkansas, you can see a piece of wood that is believed to be a part of a cross erected by the explorer De Soto in 1541. That cross took on special meaning in this village when tensions between the two worlds ran high. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In 1541, a group of Spaniards led by De Soto met the Kosky people, a village of about 2,000 Native Americans at today's town of Parkin, Arkansas. De Soto's men were in need of supplies, and he asked Chief Kosky to help him plunder a village of Kosky's enemy, Pakaha.
With that being an enemy, Kosky was very willing to help, and he offered the use of 5,000 warriors from his villages along the St. Francis.
Patricia Doty says the mission against Pakaha was fruitful.
They did get provisions. Kosky's people took some of the goods, and that did not make De Soto happy.
This angered De Soto, and he now threatened to plunder the village of Kosky, who had just helped him. Kosky did not fight, but rather entered De Soto's camp with a gesture to lighten the mood, and then spoke to De Soto of the Christian mass he had held there a few days prior.
What he said to De Soto is, "Why did you make me a brother of your cross to kill me?"
De Soto relented and then worked to bring about peace between Kosky and Pakaha. He departed, and this area probably did not have contact with Europeans for over a century.
When the French come back in the 1600s, when they make their way to Arkansas, the Mississippian culture is pretty much completely gone.
The Kosky could have succumbed to disease, war, or simply moved. This is the site of a large village, which De Soto's party said was one of the finest villages they had seen. The log palisades that surrounded the village were pulled from the ground, but the reason is unknown. Today, visitors can walk the grounds of that village, see the mound upon which Kosky's house stood, and view pottery and artifacts uncovered from the village and that visit by De Soto. Traveling the countryside in Parkin, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.